Second parak of Shviyas Mishneh Hay, continuing the halachas of Tosefta Shviyas and the general rule we saw in the past Mishnayos that things that are also midrabanan are permitted on Tosefta Shviyas and are also on Shviyas. Sochen es apagin or menachim oitim ad Rosh Hashanah. They were sochen es apagin is they were smeared with oil or they would puncture these small fruits, figs. They would smear them with oil, or the small figs, they would puncture them so that either rainwater or oil should come into them. These were things that were done to make it ripen quicker. So, once again, this is permitted up to Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. Pagev Shvi'ez and Niflu Shvi'ez, if they're the 6th year crop that are going into the 7th year crop, or Shel Shvi'ez Sheyotzu L'Motzi Shvi'ez, or the 7th year crop, which is going out into the 8th year, lo yisofen v'lo yimenachem lo yisofen. Now let's do these malachas to them. This is the opinion of the Tana Kama. Now there's a discussion, have to understand this. The simple reading applies that there's an iser on motzi shviyas to do malachas on the fruit that grew on Shemitah. Now the fruit that started growing on Shemitah, definitely the fruit on the tree, has Kedusha Shviyas. The question is, it has Kedusha Shviyas, you have to eat in a specific fashion, as we'll learn later on. The question is there an Issa to do Malachas on that fruit after Shemitah? Because Issa of Avodah Zakaka, working the land, is only on Shemitah. So based on this, the Rambam learns Shas that it doesn't mean that there's an Issa on the 8th, after Rosh Hashanah of the 8th year, to do Malachas on the fruit that started that Kedusha Shviyas. And he learns the Pshat is, and this is Halacha, that the only issur is at the end of the 7th year of Shemitah, there will be room to say that since it is going to finish growing in the 8th year, I'm allowed to do things to help it grow better in the 8th year. That way, say no. Since the malach is being done on Shemitah itself, it is prohibited. But in a Hanani, once it's Rosh Hashanah of the 8th year, then one is permitted to do any type of malachas on the ground, even if it's going to help fruit that grew on Shemitah. Rabbi Huda, the second opinion of the mission is Makom Shenogel Osuch Ein Sochem Makom She'ein Mipnei Avoida. In a place where the custom was to do these procedures, it is also to do it on Shemitah, because then it's considered working the land. In places where it was not customary, it was not the minhag of the farmers to do this type of thing, so then if an individual wants to do it, he can do it, because that's not considered something which is really a malacha beneficial for the fruit or tree, and it's permitted on Shviyas, because only it's a drabbanon on things that are people related to as malachas in the trees and the ground. Rabbi Shimon Mata Be'ilav Neishu Rashay Vavayda Se'ilan. Rabbi Shimon has a tremendous kula, and he says that as long as you are planning to use it, as long as these are fruit that are going into the eighth year, Rabbi Shimon says, it's like on the second half of the second din of the Tanakam, that if you have trees that are going to be picked or finish being ripened in the 8th year, he permits one to do malachas for those fruits. According to the Rambam, it will be even on Shemitah itself, which we don't pass on. We pass on that on Shemitah itself, everything is also, and after Shemitah, one can do any malacha he wants, and before Shemitah, we also, at this manazid, the only thing that is also is plowing.